Hey everybody, it's MJ from NorCal Audi. Excuse me. This is the podcast 2.5, and I'm here with Ed Hernandez, not physically at all ever, thank God. But he's on the line, and we're going to discuss some things that we may have overshot on our last podcast due to some technical difficulties. So, without further ado, Ed, just let them know that you're there so they don't think I'm talking to myself.
I'm here. So, well, just to let you know, the second podcast is online. We didn't upload it to Facebook for, I guess you could say, administrative reasons. But it is available on the official NCAC website. We're going to go ahead and call this podcast 2.5.
2.5.
What'd you think of the JHM event, Max?
The food was awesome. The tri-tip, good. Nice turnout. Music was good. The hosts were nice. I think they made some business there that day. The line was at the door most of the day. So yeah, I had a good time. It was fun. Sold a few t-shirts.
You want to sell more, though. I could tell. I could see the look on your face.
I did. I want to spread the pride. I know people want to, but, they will eventually.
Well, we'd like to thank JHM for, allowing us to put our banner up and, in general, promoting our site, promoting our group and... helping us help them.
Yes, helping. It's all about help. Helping each other and helping hands. And
all right, so in the next segment, we're going to go into Max. And Max went to 034 yesterday and got some stuff done to his car. And we're going to let him go into that and what his experience was with 034. Max?
Well, my experience with 034, as it has been... most times I've gone there, it's been pleasant, to say the least. So I went in there yesterday to... Well, I had a stasis tune on my car, stage one. And for those of you who weren't aware, stasis is kaput, done, gone, as is their alleged warranty, if there ever even was one. But with that said, I figured, okay... APR is having a sale, and hey, come over from Stasis, and we'll give you a deal type thing. So I thought I would take that into consideration and swap it out and go with that. So I spoke with Adil over at 034, who is my contact person most of the time and loves to sell me shit, at least try to. And told me, hey, I want to get this deal going. I want to upgrade to a Stage 2 Plus. So he hooked it up, and a few days later I came in, which is yesterday. And they installed it, did a couple other things, did tech inspection.
Tech inspection because you're never going to do a track, right?
Right, yeah, that's what I said. But yeah, no, I'm doing a track event next week at Thunder Hill. So, excuse me, I had to clear my throat. So anyway, so yeah, I had the Stage 2 Plus installed. I also had a couple other things done. Like I said, I had a front and rear links added and a transmission mount insert. And I have to say, so far, those are my favorite mods that I had done yesterday. And the cool part about 034 was that even though those things weren't on the menu for me to do, I wanted to get them while I was there, and they accommodated me with no problem and no issue. Good people, easy to work with, so I can't say anything bad about them at all. It was a real pleasure to work with. So, and I look forward to other things in the future. They have more things I want to buy, but right now I have other things I want to get as well. So, yeah. So, it was finally nice to actually do something for my car instead of my wife's Q5, which seems to get all the attention.
Because bags,
which we're still waiting for them to finish the mount for the tank that's custom to that vehicle, which is starting to get a little irritating, I should say. No, we had the job done for that vehicle back in February, and now we are in May, and it's still not completed yet. So, is it May yet? Yeah, it's May, right?
Yeah, it's May.
Okay, swell. Shit, I'm gonna be 41 next month. Damn it.
Wow, damn, you're old.
I am. Well, I got the gray hairs to prove it, so. Yeah, so once that's done, we can actually start showing that car off, which would be great. But as far as the Stage 2 APR tune, Stage 2 Plus, at first I really didn't notice much of a difference. Actually, I thought that the Stasis tune was a lot better, which was scary. And I thought, oh shit, did I make a mistake? Did I actually should I stay with Stasis regardless of whatever happened with them? Or should I upgrade the anti-theft thing? I actually activated that, and the car wouldn't start, and then I tried doing the code, but and like an idiot, I didn't realize I was doing it wrong, so I was like, oh shit. So I had to call them back up. They fixed that problem. I was like, okay, cool. So today I decided to take the car out for a spin, you know, see if there's anything I can notice that's any different. And there is a little bit more of a controlled power, if you want to say that. It just feels complete, so to speak. Then I tried to switch it into stock mode to compare that, and then I ended up, so I stepped on the gas and the car barely went, and it wouldn't go past 48 because, like the idiot that I was, once again, I hit the wrong one and put me in valet mode, which allows you only to allow the car to go 48 miles an hour, according to my speedometer. So
48's not too much, is it?
No. So then we did a couple of 0 to 60 times with the P3 gauge to see how that would work, and stock was about, you know, the ideal conditions, but it was about 5.4 seconds.
Well, you know, I think that's a little bit better than a certain unicorn we know.
Perhaps. It sounds better when he takes off, but it's like running on a treadmill. You're moving, but you're just not going anywhere.
Right. I can understand. I can understand that one.
Yeah. And then when we switched back to the 91 tune, it was 4.9 and 4.8, which was pretty much what I had with Stasis, which was kind of disappointing. But like I said, the conditions weren't ideal again. It was just a quick test that I did. And, you know, some say you have to let the tune and the car acclimate to each other. And, you know, and I sometimes that's true, so we'll see. And then I'm looking forward to emptying my gas tank so I can fill up the 100 octane, and then we'll really see how it does, because I'm excited about that. Other than that, I love what 034 did with my car. The tech who worked on it was awesome. I can't remember his name once again, which sucks, even though I wrote a nice Yelp review for them.
I'm sure Laszlo could tell you what his name was.
Well, yeah. I don't know, was he there? I don't even know if I saw him or not, but hello. So, anyway, yeah, that was my experience with 034.
034, of course.
It's a long-ass fucking blank, Ed.
Yeah, you're not looking at visual cues, you asshole.
Hey, I'm not a fucking method actor, asshole.
Get ready.
Anyway.
1, 2, 3, blank.
Yes. So, are you endorsing 034 as the premier Audi Club place to go?
I am.
Well, there. You heard it here first, folks. NCAC is endorsing 034 as the place to go for all your Audi needs.
The premier Northern California Audi modification source.
Oh, thank you for correcting my English, which sucks. So there you go. So that's better than a Yelp review, right?
So let's go a little deeper on something we went into on the last podcast that may have been lost in the drunkenness. Where do you foresee the next Audi's going, and what are you looking forward to, and what don't you like?
What don't I like? Well, I like the direction Audi's going with their technical stuff. I mean, that's pretty awesome. They have a lot of innovative things, yet at the same time, I think they're a little behind when it comes to other car companies. What I don't like is electronic steering on anything.
Right, because I think after 2012, 2013 and beyond, there were a lot of complaints on steering. And I have to say, I had a loaner A4 that was a 2013, I believe. And the steering was just, it was awful. I mean, I felt like I had no control over the car. I would barely move the steering wheel, and it would feel like I was moving the steering wheel 65 degrees versus moving it 5 degrees.
Yeah.
I hear there's fixes to that, but why should I need a fix to something that shouldn't come that way from factory, right?
Well, with anything new, there's going to be bugs. I mean, that's just life, you know. And yeah, you think you're going to go to that, you should have it all tuned out before you have it on the market for people to buy. You should have all those bugs squared away. I mean, that's why you have test cars and concept cars and all this other bullshit. You do it to get that shit out of the way. That way, the consumer doesn't have to come back to the dealer for some fucking modification or upgrade or update or whatever.
Right.
But I have heard, and I read somewhere, that there's going to be an app for your iPhone, because there's an app for everything, and for the FMI.
I don't know if you noticed, but I had a buddy that just bought a 2014 Volkswagen CC, and he has an app on his iPhone that can roll down windows, start the car, do all this shit. And I was just sitting there, I was like, huh, look at that. A $30,000 Volkswagen can do more than my S4.
That's fucking bullshit. All right, I had to upgrade my MMI system to the 2013 because the 2012 was subpar. Now I have the Google Maps and other shit, which I like. Plus, in your car, every time you start it up and you have your iPhone or whatever, and you have it on mix, the mix turns off, right?
Correct.
Yeah, aha! Don't have that problem in my car. But that's something that should have been thought of. If you have a computer
The other problem is if I have my radio, my XM radio stuff, or Sirius, whatever it is, set on presets, if I turn the car off and it stays off for more than 20 minutes, it's not on preset anymore when I come back.
Exactly, which is really annoying. You know, all that's annoying, and you think there'll be a fix for that. As a computer, you work with computers, right, Ed?
Correct.
Okay. I don't know if you're any good with them or if you're self-taught or you actually went to school for that shit, but as you know, as a computer, you upload software. Okay, you update the system, right?
Right.
So why can't they do that with ours? Say, hey, you know what?
I think the problem is kind of like the world I came from. I came from banking, and banking I think is a lot like automotive. Automotive, as far as technology goes, in my opinion, tends to lag. So automotive is almost like a. There we go, guys.
Sorry.
Now you know it's official podcast.
Gas.
So automotive is very much, you know, it's hey, we have this technology, we're going to use it, but we're going to wait till everyone else uses it to make sure that they work the bugs out before we do, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but the problem is it leaves the automotive industry in a precarious position where they're never really on top of technology.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, but in this day and age, everything's about technology. I mean, everything from, you know, back in the day, it was all about your engine, and now today, it's all about the computer running your engine, and that's where you get your performance from. And you know, you think you'd be on top of it with everything else, especially if you're going to design a premier car.
Well, you would think so, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. I mean, the automotive industry, as far as I'm concerned, is from a technology standpoint, has always been behind. I mean, technology-wise, from an automotive perspective, and Audi owners are going to not like this, Mercedes has always been the leader. Mercedes, all their cars come out with all these new technology breakthroughs, and everyone else kind of follows them. Thank you.
Yeah, they do. And but you know, you have these like these subpar cars, but these less expensive cars or more expensive, whichever, whatever. The cheaper cars, the cars that don't cost as much with the touchscreen.
You touched on a good point. What about the cheaper cars? What about the Hyundais? Those Hyundais that they're half the price of an Audi or half the price of a BMW, but they technically have more technology than what either one of them would have.
And some of them are actually coming out quite performance-wise equal.
Correct. I mean, so what do you do there?
you know, but at the end of the day, you're still driving a Hyundai or a Kia Optima.
Well, right. It's kind of like the little analogy. I mean, you know, I have a buddy down in Southern California that has a Ferrari F430. And, you know, his thing is sure, a GTR can beat him off the line. A GTR can beat him through corners. But at the end of the day, he has a Ferrari and they have a Nissan.
Yeah, but, you know, if he buys the GTR for $100,000, $90,000, and your friend buys his Ferrari for, what do they go for? I don't even know.
Well, F430 you can get for about 100 grand right now.
Okay, well then, you know, it's still, the price-wise, but when you're driving let's say you drive a $100,000 car, and you have a $60,000 car beat you in every way, that's kind of embarrassing, regardless of what you go home with at the end of the day, you know?
But at the end of the day, it's a Ferrari, right? That's how I see it.
I don't know, I've never been a big fan of Ferraris anyway, so I really don't care.
But that's not the point. The point is, at the end of the day, it's a quote-unquote legendary automaker.
Yes, it is. And you're buying the name and the brand and the prestige, and you're showing your penis size. That's awesome. Okay? Because that's what it's all about at the end of the day, is what you have. Right? Right?
Because you like showing your penis size, right, Max?
No, I don't, because it's hard to show. Okay, it's so small, all right? It's like, this is an entirely different show that we're getting into. I can go on all day about that and how God was unkind to me.
Okay, we're gonna skip this.
Well, you know, you brought it up, okay? No pun intended, fuckface. Anyway.
So, you know, here's a question for our members. Where do you see Audi going, and where would you like to see Audi going?
I like to see an Audi RS7 going in my garage. That's what I like to see.
Who wouldn't?
I would take that over an R8. You remember that?
I don't know about that. I'd take an R8 over an RS7. But, hey, you know what? Tell us, not so much current models, but future. Where do you see Audi going, and where would you like to see Audi going?
So, where I like to see Audi go, like all the American car companies are going, is retro. Bringing back an old car with a new look, but still similar to the old, but with the problems fixed. Here's one. How about we get them to remake the B5, your favorite car, Ed, right? Make the B5, but yet have it so there's no fucking problems with it and it doesn't break down every day. That's what I like to see. Ain't gonna happen, but, you know, I personally like the body style, but that's just me. What about that? What about you, Ed? What do you think, huh? Bringing back the B5?
Well, what do you mean bringing back the B5? And shit, you're almost going on the B9 right now, aren't you?
True, but I know that you have this fondness of a B5 and you wish you had one.
Oh, I love the B5. What are you talking about?
No, but say you get the 5,000, right?
Right.
Audi, get the Audi 5,000. You spruce it up a little bit, but you bring it back as the Audi 5,000.
Okay.
Okay. Or is that a reach and that's just something the American companies do because they can't think of new ideas for their cars?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, okay, you get the Charger, the Challenger from Dodge, right? Those are basically made up from older cars back in the day. They're just a little bit more modern, have a little more technology, a little more power, or whatever, than the old days. But they pretty much have a similar look that they did back in the old days. Camaro, same thing. Mustang, not so much with the Mustang, maybe. They're a little weird. But a lot of those car companies are doing that, or at least those are doing that too, because they don't. When you look at the old Camaro,
right.
I'd say the LS1 and or the Trans Am, okay, they had this body style, and let's say the Camaro for one, because that one's still in business, you know, they're still making that one. It looks nothing at all like progression. It went back to what it used to look like. Okay. Just with some different changes.
Well, so what are you saying? Are you saying Audi's going to go back to what the B5 looked like?
It's not gonna happen. They like to progress, which is fine.
So what about kind of like what we talked about last time? LED headlights.
Love them, hate them on the Acura. Look like shit.
Well, what do you think? Do you think it's the future? Do you think that's what?
Well, it's definitely the future. Obviously, Audi has set the standard when it comes to any type of lighting. It seems like whatever they come up with, other companies copy and mimic. Yeah, it doesn't look quite as good. But they try it, and I guess that's a form of flattery. But it seems like whatever they come out with, the other ones follow suit, and then now, you know, when the LEDs first came out, it was Audi, and no one else had it. And then these other companies, we need to do this so we can look cool like Audi, and, look, you know, personally, go your own way, but that's just the standard of how it's going to be.
Right. I agree with you.
You know, then so Audi then changes it again, and then the companies that follow them change theirs to look like theirs. I mean, too bad they don't patent that shit. Because that was one thing I liked about my car was that it had those. It stood out from everyone else. No one else had that. And now, all of a sudden, all these cars have it. And then you have these Hondas that are like, you know, a 95 Honda with the fucking goddamn kit with the LEDs and looks like shit.
Right. Well, you know, the Honda kids, though, they'll copy anything. I mean, come on. You had 92 Civics with xenon headlights on it. What 92 Civic actually came with xenon headlights?
None. Yes.
Exactly.
Well, you have them with you have like a 99 Honda with an RS4 badge.
Who has that? I don't know anyone has that.
Hey, my Honda RS4 Civic is the shit. Everybody wants one. I had to put the car club on it so no one steals it.
Is that it, huh?
Yeah.
So, kind of gone over where we think Audi's going, and what do you think? Something to touch on a little more than what we went into last time, because last time, admittedly, I don't think it really explained it as well. Where do you think the club is going?
Well, if you look at it from a pure Facebook perspective, you're getting members daily. We're up to about 560 now.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah. It's free. We organize some stuff when we can, and people show up. Just like the JHM meet we just had, the 034 before, which was a really good turnout as well. And I really can't wait till we do another one. The drives. A lot of that stuff is cool.
Well, you know, the drives, I mean, hell, look at the last big drive we had, which was the Berryessa drive. I mean, we had quite a bit of people show up there. I mean, that surprised me, to be honest with you. I mean, we had what? We had at least 40 cars.
Was I there for that one?
You were.
Okay, well, yeah, that was that. You're right. I remember. I'm getting old. And then the last one, the one
he
over
is
here.
Old.
Fuck off, dude. All right, last one we had on the coast.
Right.
That was pretty. We had to have two teams, you know, two different groups go.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good turnout there as well, and
it was a great turnout.
Yeah.
I think that's a good example of where our group is going. I mean, we have good turnouts, and we have a lot of participation, which is good. I mean, no one can complain about that.
No, I mean, I would like a little more. I don't know if I want to say organization as far as having more organized events where, hey, this isn't what you guys, you know, what do you think about this day? This is the day this is going to happen. This is what we're going to do. If you can't make it, that's unfortunate and it sucks. But this is the group, we're doing this today. You know, granted, we'll give enough of a warning, obviously. It's not going to be like, you know, hey, tomorrow, show up or not. You know, obviously, I went into the apparel marketing aspect of the club and started doing some shirts and decals and whatnot. And I like to take it a little bit further. I personally like that.
Well, you know, and just let's go into that a little further. I mean, because I think it's a good thing. We set up an account to where we're going to be able to allow you guys to buy shirts and hats and other apparel and items that we put up for sale. And hopefully it's something you guys will buy. Because when you buy it, you're supporting the group and you're supporting us being able to create bigger events and be able to cater to you. Because ultimately that's why this whole group is here. Right, Max? This whole group is here for you guys. It's not for us.
Yeah. And, you know, the apparel was something that's been talked about for a while. And, you know, I thought I just said, you know, let's just do it. It's still a work in progress. I'm still trying to come up with a great or a better design each time I do something. And one just popped into my head not too long ago when I was in the bathroom. because that's where I do my best thinking. It is. A lot of us can agree to that. We think the best when we're taking care of our business. Anyway, the shirts, the hats, the decals, the hoodies, all that kind of stuff that I want to do. You know, I want to make it affordable for everyone to enjoy. I would like to have sold more at the JJ meet, but I did sell more than half my stock, which was pretty good. I was pretty happy with that. So once we get the store set up, that'd be great, or we can do group buys or something like that. Tell me, I'll set up a time when, hey, you know what? Hey, we're going to do a buy for shirts or whatever. And send me your sizes, send the money, boom, you get your outfits, your shirts and stuff. Outfits, like your running outfits, shirts and whatever.
Right. So another thing we're looking at is maybe doing a track day, or I think before the track day would become a what was it Mike was talking about? Mike was talking about let's do a mini car meet, right?
Oh yeah, go karts. Yeah, because that's where he might actually win.
Right, because it doesn't matter if you're under 300 horsepower there.
Yeah, how does a car that sounds that ferocious have less horsepower than yours or mine? sorry, unicorn.
It's all right, he doesn't mind.
No, he doesn't.
He knows better.
Yeah, but he'll kick our asses in go-karting.
You never know.
I wouldn't know. I've never fucking go-karted, so I'll probably lose.
And that's the thing about it. You never know. So
yeah.
Let's hear from you guys. What do you guys think? Track day, go kart day. You know, I mean, we're kind of up in the air on what we want to do.
Yeah, that, and then I keep saying this, and I brought it before, is doing a car show.
Future is a couple drives. One of the drives I can think of in particular is either Salmon River Falls or Feather River, both of which are going to be more Northern California than they are Bay Area. Hopefully we can get some of the Bay Area people that are going to still represent.
I won't.
Sure you will.
It's too far. Too expensive.
Yeah. All right, Jason.
No. I'm always down to go places, so.
Another thing we're looking at is if you listen to Podcast 2 versus 2.5, which we're on right now, the unicorn mentioned having a barbecue. So what we're looking at is having a potluck-style barbecue somewhere on a beach or somewhere in the Bay Area, more likely than not, and look to everyone to bring something to eat and have a good time.
You bring your own food.
Exactly. Bring your own food, have a good time, and you know, we'll provide the event. You provide the food, right?
Yeah, sure. You know, that'll work.
Right. So. All right, guys. Well, you know, it's been fun, but we're probably
Ed, about... Yeah, we're done here. Ed got drunk drinking Coors. What? Yeah, that's not beer, dude. It's not beer. It's okay.
Okay.
You see what I mean, folks? Yeah, Coors.
All right. Well, guys, I tell you what. We'll see you on the next podcast.
Hopefully, we'll see him. I'll see him, Ed.
Huh?
How are we going to see him?
Why you got to cause trouble?
It's the Coors. You got to stop drinking. You got to get out the Coors, son. They'll fuck your head up, dude. I'm serious.
All right, guys. We'll hear you on the next podcast.
No. You'll hear us on the next podcast, Ed. Good morning, Dave. Ed 209. Okay.
All right, guys. If you have any questions, as always, feel free to let us know, and we'll answer them in the next podcast. Head out.
Bye-bye.